The pace of the nation's trade deficit has accelerated since 2000. That's according to the American Manufacturing Trade Action Coalition, a Washington, D.C.-based analysis group. Augie Tontillo is the coalition's executive director. He says China is the single biggest player. Of the $725 billion trade gap last year, China took in more than $202 billion.
And that's a $40 billion jump for China alone from 2004.
In the last 5 years, federal labor statistics show Wisconsin has lost more than 90,000 manufacturing jobs, mostly due to Chinese competition. In 2004, Tontillo says, Wisconsin lost 5,700 manufacturing jobs to China.
The trend line that we see in Wisconsin is evident with what's going on throughout the rest of the Midwest and the Southeast, other significant industrial regions of the country, where they're simply being decimated by a deluge of imports that come from countries that not only subsidize their production, but oftentimes pay pennies per hour wages.
If conditions continue at this pace, Tontillo foresees a $1 trillion trade deficit in 2008. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.